Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the Right Stream Radio Network, rejoicing in the flow of creativity. Be sure to follow us on Twitter at @RightStream and hashtag #RightStream. Thanks for listening to the Right Stream Radio Network.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Just Believe Radio on the Right Stream Network. I appreciate your listening today. I'm your host, Lisa Tarvis. I'm a metaphysician, board-certified holistic health practitioner, intuitive counselor, and the author of the book, Just Believe. The Right Stream Network now, I'm doing a lot of work with building the network with the founder, Daria DiGiovanni. And she and I are working hard to add some shows and get lots of attention for the Right Stream Network. So anyone out there that wants to learn about our other shows, we have 5 amazing shows on right now, starting on Sunday with Just Believe, my show at 7 o'clock. On Monday, we have Military Monday with John D. Gresham. Tuesday, we have Right Stream Tuesday, which is Daria DiGiovanni hosts that. And on Wednesdays, we have the Family Power Hour at 7 o'clock, which they cover all kinds of different things about relationships and parenting and all kinds of things. So they're all great shows. We've just added Friday. I'm co-hosting with Kristen Fetterman, my daughter, and Daria DiGiovanni. We're doing a co-hosting of our newest show, which is Love, Liberty, and Lip Gloss, and it's a women's talk show kind of thing where we're getting the girls together kind of situation and talking girl talk on Friday nights at 7 o'clock. So definitely tune into that if you haven't already. It's doing really, really well. We're having a lot of fun with it too. So definitely a great show to tune into if you're looking to learn something about women's issues. Stream Radio Network has a website, and that website is www.rightstreamradio.com. So go there and learn about all our hosts, all our shows. You'll get information on me, my show, and all the other great hosts on the Right Stream Network. So my show, Just Believe, the one you're listening to now, airs each Sunday at 7 p.m., and we have experts every week in the field of spirituality, holistic health, metaphysics, and the paranormal. So if you are an expert in one of those fields or know of an expert in one of those fields and that might be us on this show, send me an email, and my email address is lisa@lisatarvis.com, and my website Service.com. It's LISATARVES, V as in Victor, ES. So also, if you want to call in today or any other day for any of our shows, you can call in with questions or comments and get on the air, or just call and listen if you just want to listen. The number to call is 347-945-7246. Again, that's 347-945-7246. And if you want to get on the air if you want to be on the air with a question or comment, press 1 after you call that number, and we will get you on as soon as there's an appropriate moment in the show. Today, I have an amazing guest on, and I'm really excited because I like doing different things. You know, I have my shows where, you know, I have psychics on and mediums and things, and they do readings, and I know you guys love those shows, and I promise there's more coming. Lots more of those shows coming. But I also like to delve into some other areas of spirituality. And today I'm going to do that with Dr. Advij Beng. And she is I'm just going to read her bio, and she's an author who's written a really fascinating book. And but let me read her bio here. Dr. Advij was guided by spirit to journal her experiences of awakening, and hence her first book was born. You're not crazy. You're awakening. Journey to discovering your soul purpose, joy, and abundant life is a bridge between the paranormal and the spiritual. She received her doctorate of metaphysical science from the University of Metaphysics in Sedona. As a spiritual life coach and metaphysical practitioner, Dr. Advij helps you to integrate higher conscious experiences into your everyday life, thus improving your one-on-one connection to God's self. She says that we are on this earth for a reason. We can either spend a lifetime trying to learn how to determine what life is all about, or we can simplify our lives and get to the business of living life with intention and clarity. So again, her book is called, and I want to make sure I get all this out there, her book is called You're Not Crazy, You're Awakening, Journey to Discovering Your Soul Purpose, Joy, and Abundant Life. And the work she does is transformational life coaching. She also does energy work, and I believe has authored a meditation CD as well. You can find out more information about her at www.affirmationsforliving.net. And she also has a free smartphone app, I believe, called Awakened. So I don't want to waste time talking about, you know, her when we could be talking to her. So I am going to get her on the air as soon as I restore my session on my computer. I swear this is like the 30th time I've had to do this today. Anyway, I upgraded to Windows 8.1, and life has been hellish ever since. But anyway, I'm trying to get through it, though. Anyway, so I want to welcome Dr. Advij to the show. Are you with me there?
Yes, I am, Lisa. Hello.
Hello.
How are you? I'm having all kinds of technical issues. Every time my computer keeps crashing. Ever since I installed 8.1 or whatever, you'd think it would have been such a small little change. But no, everything's, I can't print anymore. Nothing's working right. It's driving me crazy.
Wow.
So, yeah, I know. I'm like, I think it's me. I don't think it's Windows 8.1. I think it's just me not being able to figure out what I did wrong installing Windows 8.1. But anyway, so I have so many questions for you because I think your work is so fascinating. There's so much to what you do. But I'm gonna let you tell us a little bit about yourself, who you are, and what you do. That's probably the easiest way to go.
Okay. So let me begin with. Well, you already gave my bio, so I'm a transformational life coach. And so much more. I do energy work, but the work that I do, and it's interesting because people will ask, well, is that Reiki? And I'm like, no. Literally, this process of awakening has been so hands-on that I'm guided in every step of what to do. And one day I was guided as my hands started to heat up and vibrate that I could lay hands on people. And so I don't even touch you, but the energy comes forth as this vessel, and it begins to clear away your field, all of the gunk in your field. It starts to heal if you need a physical healing, as well as activate your higher chakras and your higher potential. And so I hold these codes. And so as we clear away energetically stuff, your higher potential begins to get activated. And so as I energetically can clear, then the transformational work then has to do with your mindset, right? And so we have to get deep down into that false programming in your subconscious, all of those things that tell you your lack, limitation, fear, guilt, shame, doubt, poverty consciousness, all of these things that are seeded into you subconsciously from childhood, we work on to get through those things as well. So it's a twofold. I work energetically with your field to clear it, and then we work subconsciously and the physical you to actually reprogram your subconscious. So that's a little bit about what I do. And for me, I've been visited by benevolent beings from the time I was 12 years old. So this process of awakening has been hands-on. I remember when I was 12, when they first came into my room, I was sleeping and I felt the presence of someone in there looking at me, and I opened my eyes and there was this tall Hathor looking at me. And out my window I went flying into the cosmos. I then landed on a bridge and dove into the depths of the ocean, and this visitations continued for 6 years. So I was being guided that I would be this bridge between heaven and earth. So it's really interesting, to say the least.
You know, it's funny because I think your story, although in my mind it's more fascinating, but it has similarities to how I got into this world as well. You know, when I was born, I don't remember not being able to heal with my hands. I mean, I did get Reiki. I'm a Reiki, a Sui Reiki master, a Tibetan Reiki master, and I got Shambhala attuned as well. But what's interesting was that was more for you know, having something to call it.
Yes.
Because I didn't really know what to call it, but I've always been able to do that, and I've always seen angels, even as a very small child. I don't remember not being able to. So it's interesting because there are some similarities there. Although yours started when you were 12, I don't know when mine started. I don't remember not having it. So, you know, it's actually there are similarities there. Do you have does the person have to be in the room to do this kind of work with you,
no.
Or can you do it over the phone
Absolutely.
Or whatever? Okay.
I've done it over the phone, over Skype. It doesn't matter. It's so very interesting because, Lisa, and I'm sure this is the same way for you, I don't even know what's going to happen. It's for whatever your best and highest good is. So clearly I'm just the vessel. Source, this energy comes in. I feel it. It's like my whole body starts to contort and move with the energy just flowing through me, and I start to pulse and vibrate. And then I just connect to that person heart to heart. I, you know, surround this in the golden white light of love and protection. And then I ask Source and Souls of the highest light, purest intent, to come in. And it's amazing. I've even had people levitate. I've had, if someone needs a physical healing, this beautiful being, that she's a blue being of light, comes in and actually works to heal the physical body on the person. So I've seen things be plucked off of someone's crown. Their power animal come in and pluck things off. It's just amazing because I don't know from person to person what's going to happen, but
right.
Something's going to happen.
Yeah.
You know?
You don't know. You
yeah,
don't know. Like, you know, when I see a client, it's the same sort of way. It's like, you know, you want to try and comfort them by telling them what's going to happen, but you really can't because everybody's experience is different too. What they feel and or don't feel or see or don't see, you know, whatever happens, it's not something that you can easily explain ahead of time, I guess.
Exactly. And it's so interesting because some will get, you know, instantly, I know this one lady I did recently, instantly when she went to her room, there were lights all around her. She's like, oh my goodness, I see lights everywhere. And then one guy, his hands started, he could see the blue energy coming off his fingertips, and he pulsed and vibrated for days. I actually wound up, he levitated. This is a 200-pound man. I'm 100 pounds.
Right.
You know? I had him stand up, and I was just like 4 feet away from him sending energy and clearing things still. And before I knew it, he was about a half inch off the ground. So it just depends. Whatever they need, whatever's for their best and highest good.
Yeah, and I mean, what exactly are you, you know, I mean, is it a physical healing, or is it more a spiritual healing, or what do you think's going on?
It's both. I actually hold codes, light codes. And so what's going on is they get, if they need a physical healing, actually, I had this one gentleman, oh my God, he was all bent over in chronic pain and could not stand up straight. When Source was finished, he stood up straight. His wife looked at me like, oh my gosh. So actually, a physical healing occurs. Like my mom dislocated her shoulder and couldn't lift it. Well, this being came in, grabbed her hand, and up it went. It's like, whoa. So
wow.
Physical healing happened, but also the ability to clear away the gunk from the field so that I can activate the flow within them. So once the flow is activated within you, then the connection to your higher self has been reached. And so that's really a lot about what it is. I even had someone that I opened his higher chakras, and we went flying. It was amazing. The first time I worked on him, his higher chakras opened. The second time I worked on him, we connected above his head energetically and went flying into the cosmos together. And we both were very aware that we were together flying in space. It was awesome. And so it's activating the divine spark within that person. So whatever it takes to get to that, whether it need be a physical healing, clearing at the energetic level your field, all of the unexpressed emotions, if it means activating chakras, a lot of times it's activating the pineal, then we need to start activating the chakras above your head. So all of those things will happen so that the flow of your God self, your higher self, all of that can start to flow into you, and then you can connect to your light body. So it's facilitating you connecting into your light body and everything leading up to it. I've had my light body actually descend into me.
Light body being your higher self, right? All right. Okay, so when you were talking before, you mentioned that you started being visited by benevolent beings when you were, I think you said 12. What did you start seeing? What all have you seen? I mean, what haven't you seen? that might be easier.
That might be
an easier conversation.
Okay, so it started when I was 12. That being was pretty tall. He was almost pure light, white. His ears were high on the sides of his face, a little nose, little eyes. I believe that was a Hathor. And that lasted 6 years. Then back in 06, in a car accident, my chaos into harmony moment is when it all started again. And so in 2006, an angel came to me and said, okay, it's time for you to bring people into the light. I'm like, okay. A couple of weeks later, a being from Sirius showed up, and she said, we're ready to teach you, meditate. And literally 10 days later, a still point of white light came into my room, and I opened my eyes as I saw this light moving into my room. I closed my eyes. I could see it. It came right to the end of my nose, turned into pictures. 2 weeks later, an ultraviolet light came into my room. I opened my eyes, I could see it, closed my eyes, I could see it. When it got to run in front of my face, it turned to the pineal gland, and it started to grow in intensity. And all I could think was, this thing's about to explode in my face. I sure hope it doesn't hurt. And so it grew in intensity, and then it ignited. It's like a burst of this energy flew into my eyes. I shut them because they burn, and it opened everything up. And from that point, being started showing up. Literally, they would embrace me in the middle of the night. I would open my eyes. My husband would be out of town, and I would be being hugged. I opened my eyes, and the orb would leave the room. They would come and sit on the bed. They would surround me. They would plug things into me. I had a still point. One night, this white lightning literally came through the roof of my house, and this bolt of white light moved into my heart, heart wall. Anything that I had was cleared instantly. The next day, my chest hurt. I'm like, well, that's right. They adjusted my heart. So they did all sorts of things. I've had blue beings come visit me. I've had Syrians. I've seen about 15 different types of species of ET. And also, so terrestrial beings and celestial beings. So I've been visited by angels as well, by both, clearing, healing, telling me what to do. The one morning I woke up to get breakfast, and they said, no more meat. I'm like, okay. And I became a vegetarian. So it's been very hands-on, leading to my higher self, my soul. It was beautiful last year when it moved into me, literally, as I'm pulsing and vibrating, really, really strong for about 4 or 5 hours. I looked up, and there was a still point of white light descending, and I just watched it come closer and closer, and then it was the pure form of a white body, and it moved into me, and it took another 3 or 4 hours for it to sink up, and I could just feel everything sinking into place. It was really intense, kind of painful, quite honestly. I couldn't even move, and it was really intense as it moved into me. But leading up to that, they would come in every 2 weeks and do something to my physical body.
That's amazing. That's amazing. And so what was going on with you physically and spiritually and emotionally and, you know, all of that while this process was, I mean, I'm assuming this was your, this was an obviously an awakening, but this is goes a little bit, I would guess, beyond what normal people, what a normal person would say they're, you know, they had as their awakening. What was going on with all of that?
So a lot came to me, and what they showed me was clearly why they were visiting me at 12 is that, again, I would be this bridge between heaven and earth. I came in with fourth dimensional consciousness knowing that I would be this person who could physically take the process of seeing it, feeling it hands-on so that I could share with you just how real this is, that the golden age and all of this is really, truly real. And pray, meditate, connect, let go of all those false things that make you feel that you're separate from your God self. So they taught me along the way as they were working on my physical body, they also helped to clear energetically anything that was in the way of me truly raising my vibration. You know, it's interesting. I recently had a picture of me taken. I was in California doing an event, and someone just snapped the picture, and there's two of me in the picture. I'm actually bilocating in the picture with my future self. And so it's about doing the work to let go of the illusion that we're less than our divine selves. This is the time that we've been waiting for, and so it really is about letting go of the illusion that God is separate from us, that there's lack, there's limitation, all of these things that cause us to stay in scarcity and cause us to continue to seek outside of ourselves is the illusion. And so it really, for me, it was about them showing me that this is real, that we're multidimensional beings, that we can move in and out of dimensions at will. I have left my body at will and gone flying in space and gone to other planets at will. They showed me how to do that. I have sent deceased energy into the light and stood under the light. And so it's to let us know that we are truly divine beings here having this physical experience. And when we get the knowledge, when it's time to wake up, your soul takes over and release and allow that higher part of yourself to begin to guide you and become that God part that you really are. And so that's it in a nutshell, I think. There's so much that has happened.
Right. I mean, that's really unreal. I mean, it's a story beyond what I think, like I said, most of us experience. And I love hearing things that are different. And, you know, as with awakening, because I think so many people are having a spiritual awakening right now. What do you think the importance is? Why is that going on now in this present day and age? Why are so many people awakening, and why are some people resisting it, I guess? You know, I think that's the easiest way to ask, you know, what you feel about the awakening, spiritual awakening going on right now.
Well, you know, and that's interesting. Again, we are moving into the seventh and final golden age. It is real. I've actually, you know, it's a real thing. And so what does that mean? That means we move into an age where there's no more duality. That means we move into an age where we are our God selves, right? Realized that the experiment of God, us coming forth from God and experiencing self, was successful, that we get to return to that higher fifth, sixth, seventh dimensional consciousness that we started or that we come from. And so that's the process. That's why it's so important, this awakening in this time, because this is the time the Bible speaks of. This is the time that we've been waiting for, and we are those Christed beings returning. We're the ones doing it. And so because this is a free will zone, and, you know, all the galactics have come here because Earth is the learning school, and so we have all these star seeds and all these amazing beings here. This is the school of learning. And so we don't all have to go at the same time. So, yes, so many of us want to make the transition back to our God self, but some still have lessons to learn. We have to become masters. And so we have to master unconditional love. We have to master unity, we consciousness, non-judgment, right? We have to master control of ego. So we have all these things that we're here mastering, and not everyone is going to get it in this time. Even though this is the time we've been waiting for, it's okay. Some will continue their journey into 3D until they've mastered those lessons that their soul needs for evolution, and then they'll join in. So that's what this is all about. We're moving into that permanent golden age where everything is perfect, love, joy, all those things you can imagine as a Christed being, but it's still a choice. And
right.
Not everyone chooses it at this time because not everyone is ready at this time.
Right, right. I mean, that makes sense. And you can see the people that are, you know, I mean, I see so many people that are ready, that are, you know, that are coming to me and being like, what is going on? What's going on with
mm-hmm.
me right now? I mean, I just feel like there's so much, you know, that I'm supposed to know. There's stuff out there that I'm supposed to be doing, and I don't know what it is. You know, and is that what you're finding going on now too?
Oh, yeah, you know, that's so funny. And that's the key thing that I always talk about in the classes I give. Because what happens is, see, within your DNA, you're programmed to awaken. And so then your soul takes over. And the cue is, there's something I'm supposed to be doing, and I don't know what it is. I said
right.
that back in 2006. I said that to my husband every day, literally. It's like, there's something I'm supposed to be doing, and I don't know what it is. And he's like, relax, it's going to come to you. And then that's when they showed up and said, meditate, we're ready to teach you. And I'm like, oh, okay. And so what that something is going inside, beginning to do the inside journey, the darkest night, right, all of those things. So now what it looks like is... Everyone showing up is a mirror of the things internally that need to be addressed. And so it's about transmuting the dysfunctionalities that we mastered. So it's about transmuting this fear, guilt, shame, doubt, judgment, all of these things that we've mastered lifetime after lifetime. We now have to transmute all of those things. And so when someone comes up and they say something, do something, and you're offended, and you're this, and you're that, they're just the mirror to your soul of what needs to be addressed and released in you. So now it's time to get to the business of working. That work is your prayer, your meditation, connecting in to your higher self, allowing that part to be the divine director of your material experience. And then as you get off autopilot, that's key, because you cannot awaken if you're not conscious. You have to be consciously aware, because now you're beginning to accept responsibility that you've created. Every experience that you've had to this point, you've created. Now, lots of people don't want to hear that, but that's a part of awakening, accepting
right.
responsibility for your manifestations. And
right.
so now, as I become consciously aware, I'm like paying attention to what I'm thinking, because, oh, that's right, I created that and I didn't like it. I didn't even ask for that, but I vibrated to it. So we begin to realize that we are vibration and energy, and then that is what truly it's all about and how we create. So now we have to become mindful. We have to get off autopilot, become consciously aware of our thoughts, our feelings, our actions, and then we move in the right direction. So that's all the process of awakening. It is physical, right? It's paying attention to our thoughts. It's reprogramming those false seedings. It's taking care of the body, the temple that's moving from carbon to crystalline, and it's connecting spiritually. It's doing the work to decalcify the pineal. It's doing the work to turn that antenna, your pineal, on and connecting to your higher self. So it's all of that. It's a lot.
So are you helping people to do that? Are you helping people to connect like that?
Oh, yeah. That's
okay.
Exactly what I do in my, when I say transformational spiritual coaching, that's
right.
exactly what I do. Yeah.
And so what does the person do that's having a session with you? So, what's their role in this?
Well, their role is doing the work, right? And so what people will come in and they may have an issue. So it's like, okay, we look at that issue spiritually. What does it mean? You know, for example, not enough, this idea of not having enough, and then I come in and I want to be spiritually grounded and I want to awaken. Okay, so I do the energy work with you, clearing your field so that you can really start to connect into your higher self. But then we start to look at what issues you're personally having. What are your challenges? And so this idea of not having enough, we really examine that, accepting responsibility, that it was probably seated within, you know, you as a child. So we really hone in on what that issue is, and we begin to address it. And as we address it, we clear and release it. But then we have to start to reprogram you with, you do have enough. I can create abundance. I am deserving of abundance. And so, you know, abundance simply means a lot of something, right? So what is the abundance you're trying to create? Prosperity, joy, harmony. And so it's really working with that person so that they understand their words, how to cancel out negative words, how to rephrase things positively, understanding that we are what we think. Change your thinking, change your life. So I really work with you to begin to repattern your thinking, because what you've been thinking has created all of the stuff that you don't want. And so we've got to get in and transform your thinking. We've got to transform how you're feeling about certain things. Why are you feeling that? Because that's something that needs to be addressed and released. So we have to examine what you're feeling about something, honor it, and love it free. And so that's the process. And then as we do the energy work, we clear energetically all the unexpressed emotions from lifetime after lifetime, and then we deal mentally in the here and now with getting you consciously aware. And it's amazing the transformation that happens when you can really begin to know that, wow, I'm creating this. So guess what, folks? Now in this moment, I'm going to choose to have a better thought, because I know I get to create whatever it is I want to express. And I have this one gentleman, he says, I'm his good luck charm. And every time he reads something that I write or he talks to me, something good happens. It's like, yes, because in that moment, we were able to raise your frequency.
Right.
And when we raise our frequency, God, right, works on being positive. The universal laws all go in accordance with being positive. And so you can't be positive and be negative, because it doesn't work that way. So you have to be in one direction. God flows. The energy of Source is always flowing. You're either tapped in or you're not. So it's helping people to transform their mindset and to move it out of being negative and doubtful, because we're so programmed, though, you know, gas is too expensive, groceries are too expensive, oh my goodness, my job is so hard. You know, we're programmed to just have these conditions, and you cannot create the life you deserve if those are the conditions you're still allowing yourself to create. So,
I know you work with people per session. How many sessions does somebody typically have with you before they I don't know, do they stop needing sessions at some point? It's everybody's different. You know, everybody's different, and I'm sure you have something very similar to that. But what's typical for you?
Well, and, you know, that's exactly right, Lisa. Everyone is different, because it really depends on how deeply seated these issues are. So, you know, and quite honestly, I want to see you, you know, with 2 weeks in between, because I give you tools and you need to go home and work these things. And so you need to become mindful. And so it's like, okay, if I see you twice in a month, I would hope that you're getting off autopilot and you're really beginning to change your thinking. And as we can get through that, then we can start to do the energy work and get you on board. So it really depends on the person and where they are, and how deeply seated those blocks are, quite honestly. For some people, 2 sessions, and they're like, wow, I'm in control. They've taken the tools and they've flown with it. They're meditating. They're understanding their thought process, and so they're fine. And others, it can take 5, 6, 7 sessions, because they're so stuck in this lack and limiting belief that it's like we have to really, really work with them and encourage them to change their vibration to being more positive, you know, and clearing things and not receding with the same negative stuff. And so it really just depends on the person and where they are and how willing they are to do the work. I can't do the work for you.
Right.
You know, so it's how willing are you?
I'm you know, what's interesting to me is, when I talk, I'm really great at preaching, positive thinking and changing the way you think. And, you know, I'm great with that with my clients. But I find myself mm-hmm. getting tripped up all the time in life. You know what I mean? It's fine. When I put on my holistic health practitioner hat, you know, not that I actually wear a real hat, but you know what I'm saying? I'm like, all right, I'm great. I can tell you exactly what to do. Do you find yourself ever getting caught up like that? Because I'm finding myself.
No.
It's
so important. And I mean, for me, this is me. It's the art of being. And I have gone through the work of reprogramming and rethinking. It's a rare occasion where I'll even word anything negatively. I mean, it's programming is so deeply seated within me that, no, I don't find myself changing because I've truly transformed and I've morphed into exactly what I'm saying is how I am 98% of the time.
Right.
Because it's so important. Because for me, you know, and I hold these particular codes and whatever you want to call it, but for me, it's about holding the space. If I am the space of love, then I am that space. And, you know, understanding that universal law of detached observance. And so I'm in this world, but not of it. I don't watch the news, so I don't know what's going on that there's this idea that they're trying to program you into believing of lack and scarcity. I don't allow any of that to come into my existence. And so that helps a lot because I'm very mindful of what I let come in and I'm very mindful of what I let go out. That's the importance about being off of autopilot. And it's easy to get stuck back into stuff when you're still on autopilot. You've got to get off autopilot. And so throughout the day, you have to stop and say, what am I thinking and how am I feeling? And if you like how you're feeling, then you keep on going. If you're creating chaos, if you're creating things that are breaking down, then we're not vibrating the way we should be vibrating. That means I need to start to look at what I'm thinking. And so it's always about holding yourself accountable every step of the way because what's going on outside is
there?
A reflection of what's going on. Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
Oh, yeah.
Hello?
All of a sudden, it all went dead all of a sudden. I'm like, hello? What's going on? All right,
I'm here.
Bizarre.
I hear you.
All right, good.
So everything outside is that reflection.
Right. So I want to talk about your book. Your book's called I spoke about it earlier, but it's called You're Not Crazy, You're Awakening: Journey to Discovering Your Soul Purpose, Joy and Abundant Life. So where did you get the? I've written a book. I know it's a lot of work and it's quite a process. Where did you get the inspiration to write it?
You know, and that's so funny. I was at a workshop several years ago, and as I'm at this workshop, this person walks up to me, I know a clairvoyant, and she says to me, are you writing yet? And I looked at her, and I'm like, I don't write, no. And I'm like, okay, whatever. And months later, I was at another event, and here comes another intuitive walking up to me, are you writing yet? And I'm like, what exactly am I supposed to be writing? Well, they're telling me that it's in your blueprint, and you're going to be writing. I'm like, sure, okay. So then I'm on a phone call with this guy out of Sedona, and he's doing this energy work on me, clearing me, and he says, are you writing yet? I'm like, dag nabbit, what on earth are you talking about? And so he's like, you're going to be writing, and I'm like, okay. And so he went into all these things, and I'm like, okay, fine. I got the message, folks. You don't have to send any more messengers. I got it. What do you want me to write about, okay? And that's when experiences started happening, and I'm like, oh, you want me to journal these experiences, and that's why I'm having them awake. so that I can sit and write these experiences out as I have them. And so that's exactly what happened. So the book journals the experiences leading up to my light body descending into me and then what they taught me. So, I mean, literally, they would come in and I would do my own soul retrieval. I would find myself on an island. I would find myself somewhere in the world. And so they taught me how to do soul retrievals, how to do past life regression, meditate, the importance of understanding how to cancel out negative thoughts and moving into positive. So it's actually a self-help with all of the different modalities that I used that they showed me in my awakening and then the actual paranormal experiences that I had. It's all in there.
Okay. All right. So it's like, you know, I think it sounds like it's a great, I mean, is it just your journey or is it, you know, the story of how you came to have these gifts and these abilities, or do you, do you teach others how to, through the book, obviously you do that through your sessions, but do you also teach people how to get to that place themselves through the book or in the book?
Yes, absolutely. It's a journey. And so it takes you from point A to point Z. And so I share with you my experience, and then I guide you step by step on how to meditate. I guide you step by step how to go into lucid dreams. I guide you step by step how to get into an altered state of consciousness. I guide you step by step how to do your own past life regression, how to do your own soul retrieval, how to ground yourself. I mean, you name it, it's in there, step by step how to do it, so that even how to cancel out negative thoughts, how your subconscious mind works, so that you can, after reading the book, you will have all the modalities that you need to have your own awakening, whatever it looks like. You know, you're not going to have my experiences. You're going to have your own experiences. But everything from seeing colors and lights to being taken to the Council of 12, which has happened. And so, you know, I even talk about chemtrails and how to protect ourselves and how to decalcify your pineal gland. It's all in the book. So everything you need so that you know how to meditate, you know how to pray, you know how to do past life regressions, why that matters. You know how to go into lucid states of reality so that you can connect to your multidimensional self. It's all in there, how to actually do it.
So you talk about in the book, I know you talk about there are like simple steps, like four simple steps or whatever, that anyone can make themselves have their own awakening. What are those steps?
Well, you know, the main thing, as we're awakening, understanding that it's so many aspects to it, the spiritual and the physical. And so we've really got to get the physical on board, and that's your mental aspects. And so we got to get off autopilot. I cannot emphasize enough that you have to be conscious as you move through this process of awakening. You're not going to get anywhere on autopilot. You're not going to get anywhere doing the same old, day in, day out, and not paying any attention to your life. So that's number one, get off autopilot. Become consciously aware. So you have to do that. You have to begin to reprogram yourself. So that's number two. We've got to clear the crap out of our subconscious. All of the stuff we learned as children that our parents taught us, saying what they believed to be true about religion, understanding that these things were there to control us, to tell us who we are. And so we've got to step outside these boxes, folks. All religions are in the same house, just a different room. And so we've got to wake up. And so it's about canceling all the false programming and aligning with your true authentic self, right? Then you have to take care of the physical. So if you're not honoring the physical and the physical is going with you, what message are you sending? And so it's about bringing all of these things into harmony. And then as we connect to our higher self, higher consciousness, and so it's, you got to go through all of those different steps. So getting off of autopilot, clearing out the old programming, feeding with the new programming, and connecting into your higher conscious self and allowing that divine aspect of yourself to be the divine director of your material experience. When you can do all of those things, then you've opened the channel for your awakening?
You know, is getting just getting off of autopilot, that alone sounds like quite a task.
Work.
Yeah. I mean, is it really a lot of work?
Well, it depends on where you are. You know, some people are so stuck. Some people got to have that cup of coffee at 6:05 every morning or life's just miserable, right?
Right.
Some people drive the same way to work every day. They've got the favorite outfit that they wear, and if they don't wear it at least once a week, they're depressed. You see, and so some people are deeply programmed. They've got to watch their favorite programs, and if they don't, life's falling apart for them, and they become so engrossed in these programs, and they get so trapped in all the stuff. So if that's where you are, it's not easy to get off autopilot, you know?
I would think the thought of it just for myself, and I think I'm further along on the journey, the awakening journey, than, you know, your average person. But, I mean, autopilot's really easy, you know? It's like, it's what we've been doing for so long. It's like breaking a bad habit, right?
Well, that's exactly what you're doing. And you have to do it. It's a part of the process. It truly is a part of the process of awakening, because you cannot do it on autopilot. You can't. And most people have been creating crap that they don't want. Why would you want to continue to create stuff that you don't like, that you don't want?
Right.
So you have no one to beat up. You know, people are always saying, oh, if God is willing, or why did God let this happen? God didn't have anything to do with it. You created it. God is energy, pure, positive, loving vibration energy. You're tapped in or you're not. Get tapped in, folks. To get tapped in, you got to consciously move there. You've got to make the choice. You've got to take the steps. It's not going to happen for you. You know, like your guides, you have all of these guides and wonderful things all around you. Hello, they can't help you if you don't ask.
Right.
And you're not going to be able to communicate them if you don't raise your vibration. So you've got to come up halfway. People are always asking me, well, wow, they've come and they've touched you and they bring you places and you can see these colors and you see this and your pulse. How'd you do all that? I did the work.
Right. So going through the process, this process that this work, do you find that people start to understand why they're here, understand what their sole purpose is, you know, what they're meant to do in this lifetime at this time?
That's how you figure it out. Yeah. When you do the work and you clear away enough of the gunk around you and your soul actually gets to move into you, now it's your soul's purpose. You're just the vehicle by which your soul's going to do the work. So the job is then to connect into your soul, and then your soul purpose is revealed, and it's beautiful and in harmony, and it feels good. You know, for me, when I do this flow activation on people, I mean, I feel the flow, my higher self in me. All I have to do is just sit back and like, okay. And literally, I can feel me pulsing and vibrating as this energy is within me. And it's like it's actually a separate vibration from my heart. It's so interesting because I'll feel my heartbeat, and then I'll feel the rhythm of this energy in me. And I'm like, whoa. It's like a cat purring or a beautiful engine just, you know, with a nice smooth idle, and I can actually feel it. Who wouldn't want to?
Right,
you know?
Do you find that people that are stuck, like, you know, getting through that first part, you know, just being able to get yourself off autopilot, do you find that they have a hard time meditating?
Oh, absolutely, because they're too busy. They're so in the outside world that they need all of the stimuli, right? Everyone, especially the Western world, we're overstimulated, you know? I did an article ages ago on moderation, and moderation is such a really good thing because we're overstimulated. We have video games. Our kids don't go outside and play and connect to Mother Earth anymore. We watch TV. We record our favorite programs, and we don't take the time. So here's an easy thing to do. Before you get out of bed in the morning and utter one word, sit in silence for 10 minutes. Let's see how many people can do that. When you go to bed at night, just sit there for 10 minutes in silence. Contemplate all of the things that you did in that day, how you treated people, right? If you did ill to someone, now put yourself in their shoes and feel what that felt like and release it. In the morning, as you are sitting there, that 10 minutes, see your day unfold. Set the intention, right? Because if we're not setting intentions as to how we want things to unfold, then we live through default. And when you live through default, you get what you get, what you get. And you created it because you live through default. And so we need to start to have those moments of silence and see how that begins to shift you in the right direction. Just try that. 10 minutes in the morning and 10 minutes at night.
And I'm assuming that silence also means that you can't be, you know, grabbing your phone or grabbing your iPad or whatever. You know, it's got to be like 10 minutes of, you know, just being inside yourself. Yeah.
Yes. I'm saying don't touch anything. Don't get out of bed. Just sit there.
Yeah. My immediate thing is I reach over on my nightstand and I grab my phone, you know, or I grab my iPad and I start looking at what I have to do today. And you know what I mean? And it's like, it's not, I know I do that. So I'm sure that, you know, that's kind of a common thing that people do in our world
programmed
these days.
You know? We're programmed. So here's what my day looks like. Okay. So, you know, I go to bed midnight or whatever. Somewhere around 4 o'clock, I wake up and I start to pulse and vibrate and I lay there and watch the colors and I actually start to communicate with my guides and I go into prayer. And prayer starts somewhere around 6 o'clock and I will pray and then I will get out of bed somewhere around 7:30, 8 o'clock. I've not talked yet, right? I've had all of that silence. And then I get up and I go into meditation. And so about 9 o'clock, I'm done praying, I'm done meditating, and now I talk. And my husband's okay with that.
Yeah, I mean, it's good because I mean, obviously you've got a lot of support, and you know, in doing something like that. And I think that, you know, I've heard of so many people because, you know, they've got to get their kids up, they got to get the kids out the door for school. Sometimes you have to change just giving yourself, setting the alarm 30 minutes early, or you know, so you have that time, so you don't have to, so you know, so you can sit in that silence for a little while have all that happen. And because it's just, you know, if you wait till the kids wake you up, then you're full blast all day long. You know, that's just the way it's going to be. Get that break.
Even if you can take 15 minutes and set that alarm clock 15 minutes early and just sit there in quiet contemplation and connect into your higher self, it will make all the difference because it's setting the tone for the rest of the day, and you're asking that higher aspect of yourself to move through you. That's going to change your whole outlook for the day. And so, yeah, because we don't all have the luxury of, you know, lollygagging around all morning long.
Right.
I mean, most people don't have that luxury. And I get that. So even if you want to go to bed and just after everything is done and before you fall asleep, if you can, just 10 minutes of that contemplation, meditation will make the difference. You'll sleep better. And if something's unresolved, ask your guide. Ask to be shown during sleep time. Sleep time is a wonderful thing, and I share that in my book as well because, you know, we're multidimensional. And believe it or not, the sleep state is a very real state where we can clear our karma, we can heal, we can do all sorts of things in this time. And so we can actually resolve issues that we've had in the day through our sleep time. They can show us things to do to tweak and change things so that we can make a difference in our life. So utilize that dream time for what it really is.
Yeah, I think it's a time when we are
we're kind of going to the other side. I always think that, you know, I'll wake up sometimes and I'll feel like my mom passed away 5 years ago, and every once in a while I'll like wake up and I'll feel like she's right there, like I just was talking with her, and I swear I'm having some kind of visitation with her, and I'm just not bringing back the memories for some reason. I'm either not allowed to, or who knows. But it's like we're having like a reunion of some sort, and it's the dreaming is so amazing. It's not just, you know, that kind of switching to the, you know, going over to the spirit world, but it's that working out the stuff that's going on. You're getting answers. You know, you're getting answers,
yep,
in your dream state. You know, and
that's why,
like,
it's important to develop a lucid dream state. Yeah,
right.
Because in that state you're actually awake, and you're in an altered state, and so you're consciously, you know, in this state and moving. And it's wonderful when you can master that, because I'll forget the first time when I realized I was actually in an altered state. I was in the living room and I was watching television. I fell asleep, but I was still aware of what was going on in the television as I was dreaming and aware of my dream. And I was aware when my husband got up to go to the kitchen to get something. And I'm like, oh my goodness, I'm in three places having, and could remember them all. And,
yeah,
you know,
yeah,
in lucid state, you can actually rewind the dream and change it. And I'm like, whoa, that's really cool, too. And so we have to really recognize that we are dimensional beings, and we've got to be aware in all dimensions.
Right, right. And that's amazing, because so many of the times, like, you know, you will forget your dreams. I mean, we forget our dreams so much. And I get to a point where I'm like, I'm so tired. You want to grab the pen and paper and write down what you dreamt about, because you know you're going to lose it, you know, as the time goes on. And I would say during lucid dreaming, you probably, you know, you do then end up carrying it with you, you know, all day. I mean, you remember it.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. So
because
tell me,
it's so real. I mean, it's, mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think that's the difference, and that's something that, you know, everybody can work on, just like you can work on, you know, trying to the astral projection and, you know, the actual out of body experiences and things of that sort. So tell me about your book. How do you find that your book is transforming people? How is it changing people?
Well, you know, the wonderful thing about it is it's so funny. People are reading it, and all of a sudden they're remembering, oh, I've had an interesting experience once before, and I just chalked it up as to my imagination or, you know, whatever. So this is helping people to have their own experiences and to remember that I, too, can have a story to tell.
Right.
You know, and that, oh, it's helping them to make sense of what's been occurring in their life. And so that's really wonderful to say, well, no, I'm not crazy either. I've had this experience all this time, and I thought that I was crazy, and they were trying to tell me that this is, you know, it wasn't real. Now I know it's real. And so I'm having people remember that they've dreamt a family member, and it was real when they were visited by that family member. It wasn't just, you know, so all sorts of different things are helping people. It's helping people to remember that those past experiences that they hadn't forgotten about.
Right, right. So we talked about what kind of energy work you do. And you said that, you know, that you don't call it Reiki. It's not Reiki. It's not, it has nothing to do with that. What exactly, how do you define it? It sounds so different. You know, it sounds so different than what most people, and for me, like, just being able to heal, just naturally being able to heal, from a young age, I mean, I just needed to name it something, you know, that people would understand, that people could relate with. So how do you do that? I mean, how do you define
it? Well, if I had to define it, I would say a flow facilitator. And because what that means is anything that needs to be cleared and addressed is done so that we can activate the flow of yourself, your higher self, into you. So a flow facilitator.
Okay. All right. So,
if I had to put a name on it. So if you need physical healing, you need spiritual healing, it happens.
I always say I don't like labels. I mean, I hate labeling things. But when it comes to something like this, you almost... You know, that, I mean, I was forced with the same sort of thing. What do I call this? So for me, it was just, you know, it was easy to throw the, you know, Reiki label on it, you know, but I've always known that it was beyond Reiki. I don't do normal hand positions, the Reiki hand positions. I heal the chakras. I directly heal the chakras. And by healing the chakras, I believe I'm healing every single thing within the, you know, mind, body, and spirit. Through balancing chakras by fixing those chakras. So, you know, I've never, even though, you know, I call it Reiki, it's more for other people, you know, so they can understand it, I guess, in some way, you know?
True.
Yeah.
Yeah, so if I had to pick something, I would say a flow facilitator, because literally the energy flows through me into them. And that energy comes in and clears whatever needs to be cleared.
So when was your aha moment, like, wow, I have actually got some kind of ability here. I actually have a gift. When did that come about?
You know, that moment, I think I was actually teaching a class, You're Not Crazy, You're Awakening. And towards the end of the class, my hands were pulsing and vibrating. And I heard Spirit tell me that I needed to lay hands on whoever wanted it. I'm like, huh? Okay. And then I heard Stand in Your Power. I'm like, okay, fine. And so I said, well, guys, I'm going to do a little energy work on you now. Anyone who'd like it, you know, stay behind. Well, they all stayed behind. I'm like, oh, okay. And so I said, well, I don't really know what to expect, but you'll feel something. And so I went in and just put my hands above their head, about 2-3 inches above their head, and lo and behold, each person had a unique individual thing happen for each of them, and something happened to all of them. I'm
wow.
Like, all righty then.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, it feels good. I mean, it's great. It feels good, too. I always find that, you know, the energy that's going through me to heal someone else is healing me on its way through too. You know what I mean? Like,
absolutely.
You feel
yeah.
that? Yeah.
Yeah. It feels wonderful. I love working on my mom because my mom is such a pure vessel. You know, she's 83 years old. She'll be 84 the end of the month. She's a New Year's Eve baby. And she's such a good, loving person that when I do energy work on her, it almost feels like it circulates and comes back into me and it just energizes me. And so, yeah, it's fun to work on her because, you know, we see the magentas and the beautiful colors with her and it's like, it feels good.
Right. Yeah. That's so cool. I mean, it's just, it's a beautiful thing to, you know, to be able to not only heal and be working on someone else and healing someone else, but to have the feeling going through you and healing yourself, you know, as well. But anyway, so as a transformational life coach, what do you think is the most common challenge that people are facing today?
Yes. You know, that's a good question because most people don't believe that they're creating their own experiences. Most people come in blaming outside sources, whether it be God or their family or their boss. They want to believe and that those outside things are the cause of their unhappiness, of their limiting life, and all the things that are going wrong in their life. They don't want to believe that they're the creator of it all. And so that is the biggest challenge as a coach, is to get people to accept responsibility that every experience they're having is through their own creation. And to accept it, to pat yourself on the back and say, wow, you know what? Up until this point, I've been this amazing manifester, and now I can change my thought process and I can truly begin to create what I now truly desire for my best and highest good. And so it's getting people to that point of accepting responsibility that they're creating all of those things that they don't like.
Yeah, I get that. That's not easy. No, that's exactly right. It can't be easy.
I would never choose my parents. I would never choose the situation. I would never choose this. I would never choose to be poor. I would never choose to be sick. I would never choose. Okay, fine. Believe that if you want to.
Yeah,
it's not the reality of it.
But you did choose it, you know, and that's a very hard thing for people to accept that the things that they think are so out of their control are things that they chose to have as issues for whatever reason. And, you know, figuring that out, I think, is if we could all figure it out, which I think your book really does help people to do, you know, figure out why we made these choices, you know, because we're working on whatever issues that we're working on as souls. We're learning whatever we're supposed to be learning, whatever people believe.
And that's exactly it.
Yeah.
It's to cause you to expand, you know, like I say, your chaos into harmony moment. These experiences you chose, and it's so wonderful. You know, one of my experiences, I was actually in heaven, the place you are before birth. And I was sitting at this table with two of my guides, and we were writing in the pages of my Akashic record. And when I was done writing the pages myself, they got up with me, and we walked over to the edge, and I saw my mom in the hospital bed about to give birth to me. I'm like, whoa, this is really cool.
Wow.
And in the womb, I went with these two guys who were right there with me. And they're like, we love you. We'll always be here. I'm like, okay. And then it went blank. And I'm like, wow, I saw my mom loving me, waiting for me, about to give birth. And we have to understand that we did choose these things because these things would cause us to expand. And on the other side, there are no limiting anything. This is not even a challenge. And so, you know, from that perspective, this was nothing. Okay, I'll come forth and be this because I know it's an illusion. It's when we get here and we go through the veil of forgetfulness and forgetness, right? Then we take on all these things and we believe these things to be our truth. And how would I have chosen this? Because you knew you'd overcome it. And in so doing, you would expand your consciousness and you would be that magnificent divine being even stronger than before. That's why.
Right. Your website's fascinating. I've been on your website. I've looked at it. You know, everything you've got going on. You have lots of things. But I want to give you, because we're coming to the end of the show, and I want to give you some time to, first of all, tell us any final thoughts you have, anything that you want or the listeners to know about you, about what you're doing.
Thank you, Lisa. You know, the one thing that I want the listeners to hear is, regardless of all of the stuff I'm saying about these processes and it being work, the thing to remember is that you are love, and to be compassionate with yourself wherever you are in this process of expansion is exactly where you're supposed to be at this time. And so hear that and be okay with that and love yourself, be compassionate with yourself, and from that space begin to walk down this path. And so I invite you to reach out to me. My website is affirmationsforliving.net. I would love to help you through this process if you want some coaching, if you'd like to experience the energy work that I do. You know, download my app, Awakened. It's free, and you can follow me. I also host a weekly internet radio show, and every week it's just like this. Talking about all of these things that really matter, right? Because this is serious stuff. We are these divine beings just here to have this physical experience. It's time to remember that. And my book, you can get it on Amazon or Barnes & Noble right now, also available as an ebook on Kindle. So that really is it. I want to thank you for having me on and letting me talk for an hour.
I appreciate your being on. It's really interesting stuff, and I'm definitely going to download the book because It just sounds like something, you know, you're so beyond where I'm at, you know, that I really think that I could learn a lot from you. And I definitely need to get my butt off the autopilot. So I think, you know, I think a lot of us are in the same boat. You know, I think that we really are. So, you know, I appreciate being on, and I hope everybody learned a lot from you today. And you did give your website address, right?
Yes, affirmationsforliving.net, and that's affirmations with an S, so it's plural, affirmationsforliving.net.
Okay, and everybody definitely visit it. I'm actually looking at it right now. You know, I've been like on and off of it since we've been talking. Just reading some of the things on here. It's really there's some great information. There's some free stuff. There's, you know, all the information about setting up a session with you. Everything is there. It's nice and well organized and easy to read. So visit.
Thank
definitely.
You. And I'm actually revamping the site to make it even easier. And if you sign up for the app, if you download the app, I do universal laws every Thursday. I actually audio record a universal law for you to really work on for the week, and it's free. And I also download affirmations. So I give you tools, free tools, when you download the app, stuff to help you every week.
Well, so I'm going to go download. I'm downloading that app right when we get done. That's what I'm going to do.
Let's stay in touch, Lisa. It's been a joy.
Absolutely. And I really appreciate your coming on and sharing all this information with my listeners. And I hope you'll come back on again. All right. Thanks so much. Thank you very much for being on the show. Really appreciate it.
Thank you. Take care.
All right. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
So, everyone, that was a great show. I really appreciate Dr. Edweet being on today, because it was, I think, like I said, I think it's just something that we all need to experience, is this, you know, this awakening. And and Dr. Edweet has it all. I think she really has organized it really well in her book, and I think that we all have, so you know, we all have to start really focusing on who we are as souls instead of all the little stuff that goes on in our lives, and you know, the little things that add up and cause us to have depression issues and anxiety issues and that's thing. So anyway, I love the show. It was a great thing to learn about, and something that, believe it or not, I am actually going to be working on myself. I really am. Anyway, so I want to remind everybody that Sundays at 7 is when my show Just Believe is on. Visit the Right Stream Radio website, which is rightstreamradio.com. Also, visit my website, lisatarves.com, LISATARVES.com. You can learn more about me, what I've got going on. You can follow me on Twitter. You can follow me on Facebook and on LinkedIn and everything else that I do, Pinterest and all the other social media accounts. And you can also find links through my website where you can find my book, Just Believe, also available on Amazon and all other places that books are sold. So until next week, everyone, have a fantastic week. Well, upcoming week, we've had some snow here in the Northeast, so it actually got pretty nasty out there. It got a little, I think we got a little more snow than anybody was prepared for, but so traffic's been a little bit crazy, and so everybody listening in the area, please stay safe over the next 24 hours or so while this snows here, and keep off the roads if you can. Anyway, I again appreciate your listening. Tune in next week for another episode of Just Believe at 7 o'clock on Sunday, and I will talk to you all then. Bye now.